You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Planting sweet potatoes. This week's tip comes from Southern Exposure Seed Exchange, which by some miracle we can't explain, ships sweet potato slips to California. So most seed companies very specifically state in their catalog, sorry, we cannot ship to California when you want to order sweet potato slips, but it didn't say anything in the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange catalog, so I tried it and it worked. They arrived, and now we're going to plant them, and I wanted to share the instructions with you. But first, a little bit about slips themselves. So sweet potatoes grow differently than regular potato tubers. Those, you know, potato tubers have eyes that they grow and you drop the whole potato in the ground or pieces of the potato that have eyes. But sweet potato slips are basically sprouts that have been grown from a sweet potato and then they're removed from the host and rooted. Sweet potatoes prefer well-drained soil, says Southern Exposure Seed Company, so amend with plenty of compost or plant in raised beds. Sweet potatoes grow well in warm areas, so choose a sunny spot and allow plenty of room. They spread, okay? Now, roots develop quickly on slips, so plant them as soon as they arrive, at the end of the day, if possible, and plant them about 2 to 3 inches deep and about 10 to 18 inches apart. Water immediately and keep the soil moist for the next few days. While sweet potatoes can grow without irrigation in most areas, even soil moisture helps prevent cracking and splitting. Sweet potatoes can produce well in low fertility soils, but for higher yields, keep after weeds and side dress with compost as the plants grow. Protect the plants from deer as they find sweet potato vines very tasty. Find a link this week only to the Southern Exposure Seed Exchange website, as well as a direct link to their selection of sweet potatoes. You'll find some really beautiful heirloom varieties there that are still available. And visit GardenNerd.com this week for our latest newsletter, as well as information about our upcoming composting workshop on June 16th. Learn how to turn your garden waste into gardener's gold. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.